This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.
Welcome to Spilling the Reality, where the journey of a Russian adoptee living with a disability is shared and brought to life. Hey guys, it's Bec here, and this episode I will be talking about adoption and kind of a bit about what it's like for me being a Russian adoptee living in New Zealand on the other side of the world. For me, it's, first of all, it's insane. It's crazy to me, for me to even think about. Like, I'll be sitting on my bed one day at home and I'll just be like, wow, I'm from the other side of the world. Huh, crazy. I'm like, I got a whole other family on the other side of the world, which I actually think is really cool. I think it's awesome. I often wonder, like, do they ever think about me? Like, are they ever thinking, they're like, oh, wow, like, part of our family lives on the other side of the world in New Zealand. Although I don't actually know if they know that I live in New Zealand. They might not. I'm not sure. So I was adopted from Russia, a small town in Russia, when I was a year and a half. By my amazing, wonderful New Zealand parents. I was born 3 months early. My birthday is on the 21st of May, and it was supposed to be sometime in August. I spent the first 4 months of my life in a hospital over in Russia, because they had to try and save not only my life, but my mother's life as well. They did so successfully, thankfully, hence me here recording this. To the doctors and nurses in Russia who saved my life and my mother's life, I am eternally grateful for that and for them. And then after I was in the hospital for 4 months. Once I was, I guess, stable enough, I got put into baby homes and orphanages. I don't actually remember how many I was in. I think it might have been something like 3. I could be wrong, but I think it's something like 3. So I was in the orphanages and baby homes. Might have been 2. I don't know. Somewhere around that number. Up until I was 1.5, I got adopted in 2008. Yeah, 2008. It was 2008. Cool. Okay. So I don't actually know why I was put up for adoption. Like, I've got a good guess, and I'm guessing that it was probably because of my medical stuff that they thought I had, because, you know, being born as a premature baby obviously comes with its health challenges, I suppose, or just challenges in general. I'm guessing that's why it was. Maybe it was because they couldn't look after me properly, they couldn't give me the resources I needed, and the environment that I could thrive in. I honestly don't know, and that's something that I won't know unless I go over to Russia and actually ask them. That is a goal of mine one day. Hopefully someday, you know, in the not too distant future, I don't know, maybe in a few years or so, to go back over and try and locate my birth family, because as far as I'm aware, I have a mother, a father, 2 half-sisters, and extended family. I'm not sure whether that's aunties and uncles or grandparents, but either way, would be pretty cool to find out. I've always said that I wanted to do that, and I'm still saying that now. Just to, you know, get answers, because I feel like with adoption, for me anyway, it kind of feels like a puzzle piece is missing. Like, I have a lovely family over in New Zealand. I have amazing friends. I'm at a great school. I'm in environments where I can thrive in. I get the medical care I need, you know, all that. But there's still a gap. There's still something missing that, you know, where do I come from? Like, what's my culture like? Who are my parents? What are they like? Where did I get my blonde hair and blue eyes from? Where did I get my genetics from? Like, oh, I wonder what kind of personality I have. Like, who I'm more similar to, my mother or my father or my sisters. You know, that's something that I don't know, and that's something I would definitely like to find out. And, like, just in general, like, you know, just I've got a whole other family who I don't know, and they don't really know me either. Like, that's something that I really want to put the puzzle pieces together with, you know, knowing where I come from, my background, more about it. Hopefully someday I see my childhood home. Well, yeah, no, I didn't actually. You know, I was an orphanage. It's never mind. Never mind. I would actually quite like to go back and visit the orphanages I was in, or baby homes or whatever. That may seem quite weird, but I don't know. It might give me a sense of familiarity. Hopefully you guys know what I mean. But, like, yeah, I feel like it would just be kind of cool to go back and be like, huh, so this is where I lived before I was adopted and brought over to New Zealand. I don't know if it would be possible, but I think going to see the hospital would also be quite, you know, I don't know the word for it. I would say nostalgic, but I don't think that's the right word. Yeah, I don't know. I just kind of want to go back and visit those places and, you know, yeah. So that would be quite cool. You know, because I, growing up, my parents never hid the fact that I was adopted from me. They told me straight off the bat, as soon as I could communicate and hear and understand what they were saying, they're like, you're adopted. Obviously not as straightforward as that. Like, I don't actually remember how they told me, but I do know that ever since I could communicate and hear and understand what they were saying, I knew I was adopted. Like, they told me. They never hid anything from me. Whatever information they had about it, they told me, which to this day I'm grateful for. I am so glad I didn't randomly find out when I was 16, oh, you're adopted, by the way. I feel like that may have come on as a little bit of a shock, but no, I've known my entire life. Yeah, so those shows like Reunited and the shows with David Lomaz, I love watching those shows and seeing people go back and find their families, especially the ones where they meet them and it's like, oh, cute wee reunion, I guess. Yeah, I love watching those kind of shows and those episodes, and I've always, like, hoped that one day I can go on one of those shows, like, because, yeah, I feel like it would just be cool to share my story and be in a TV show, but also, like, kind of have it documented as well. Yeah, no, I feel like that would be an amazing opportunity, so I guess I'll see in the future if I ever get to go on one of those shows and, yeah, I feel like that would definitely be a goal of mine to, like, end up on one of those shows and be like, yay, okay, hey, time to find my birth parents. Obviously, it's not as simple as that, but you get the idea. Well, try to at least, because I don't want to leave this earth without at least having tried to find them. That is definitely something on my bucket list, along with skydiving and bungee jumping and a whole lot of things that I'm actually not able to medically do at the moment. But yeah, no, that's definitely probably in my top five of my bucket list. Always has been, and I think it always will be until I get to actually do it. Also, just going back to my home country and being able to be immersed in it would also be a pretty cool experience for me, I think, you know, like, oh, wow. Because my parents have this photo album. They have a few photo albums, actually, but there's one specific one where it has photos of when they travelled the world, but also photos of Russia. And we've got some photos on the wall as well of when they went over to Russia. And the snow is so deep. It's, like, knee-deep. You can, like, it's insane. And there's one specific photo that I really like where it's, like, a wee ice playground. It's, like, a wee slide. And I saw this video about it, like, that kind of thing, and that it was made for children to, like, play on in the middle of winter. Like, it's literally made out of ice. It is so cool. There was also one with a Ferris wheel, which was actually pretty cool as well. And the, like, I don't know what they call it, churches or chapels or whatever. There was a photo of one of them. I don't know what it's called. It might be called that. But there was a photo of them on our wall too. It's gorgeous. It is beautiful. I love looking at those photos. You can see them as you look, kind of come in. It's pretty cool. And I do not speak fluent Russian. I do know a few phrases, like, to have a basic conversation, I guess. Like, I could greet someone and say goodbye to them. Say, I love you, thank you, please. Random words like airplane and vodka and water and Russia, I guess, or Russian. And other words, too. Yeah. But my parents did take a few, like, language courses, I guess, for Russian before they came over to get us. Oh, right, okay. So I'm adopted, but my older brother is also adopted. However, we're not biological siblings. Anyway, back to it. Yeah, so before my parents came and adopted me and my brother, they learnt a little bit of Russian, which they kind of taught us what they learned. So that's pretty cool. Hopefully one day I will be able to speak fluent Russian. Definitely another goal of mine. Currently I'm learning French, but which is super fun. But maybe we'll get to Russian later on down the track in life. Yeah, no. So, with it being adopted, yeah, as I said, pretty crazy. It's got its ups and downs, like everything in life, you know? But one of the ups, one of the good things, one of the really amazing things that I'm super grateful for, first of all, is that I have a roof over my head, clean water, good food to eat, amazing friends and family, and education, medical care, you know, all that stuff. Super grateful for that. But my ICANS family... okay, so ICANS stands for Intercountry Adoption New Zealand, and there's families from, like, Otago, Southland, I think it's all through New Zealand, actually, but, yeah, the people I'm talking about, you know, around those areas, I think, I don't know. Anyway, so every year we meet up, at least once a year. In previous years, I think it was, like, twice a year or something, and we kind of just hang out for the weekend and or the day, depends on if it's a day thing or a weekend thing, and we kind of just hang out, talk, enjoy each other's company, you know, all that fun stuff. And in previous years we used to do this really cool thing called crazy bikes up in Central Otago. We would go to a school and we would do crazy bikes. And crazy bikes was a whole lot of different bikes that were kind of crazy. No, they were super fun. We just rode around on them all afternoon. We had lunch, or, you know, just hung out with each other. All the kids, like, hung out with each other and all the adults sat and talked and, you know, just, you know, caught up with one another, which was good for everyone. And we also used to do this thing at Berwick, where we caught up, we had lunch together, we, you know, went on the obstacle course, went into the gym, played basketball, all that. And, oh, what else did we do? We also went down to the lake and did kayaks, which was pretty cool. And biscuiting. And that's where my love from biscuiting came from. We would get biscuits and we would go in the water. And, like, I'm talking about inflatable biscuits, by the way, not the ones that you eat. And we would go in the water and one of the parents had a boat. And, yeah, we would spend all afternoon on the lake. And, honestly, core memories, so much fun. And at the end of, maybe halfway through, I don't know, sometime during the afternoon, one of the parents would dress up as Santa, and we would all get presents. This was in November, by the way. We would all get a present from Santa, and all the kids would, like, go up one by one and get our present and then unwrap it, and we would be so excited. It was so much fun. I remember one year, I'm pretty sure I got a pink fluffy pencil case and a whole, like, tub of felt. And then another year I got a soft toy duck. Oh, I was so happy about the duck. What did I get other years? I don't honestly remember what I got other years, but I do remember those two presents. And currently, like, we usually go to Central Otago and we hang out by the lake still. And then we, like, hang out for dinner as well, which, honestly, is so much fun. I love it. I remember last year, or last year, or it might have been 2021, actually. I don't know. Recently, we hung out until, like, all of the families and kids and stuff, the ones who came anyway, because there's not so many kids now because we're all growing up and stuff, but the ones who do come, there were two of us last year, not last year, 2021, there were two of us. We hung out till midnight. We were all, like, just hanging out together till midnight. That was honestly one of my favourite ICANNs, I guess. Anyway, that was one of my favourite weekends we'd had. And me and my family stay at this lodge. And the love that I have for this lodge, like, we're friends with the owners. They have a dog, Pip the dog. She is my entire world. I love her so much. She's like my wee shadow. She'll, like, follow me around the lodge the entire weekend. And, she's the cutest wee thing. We'll go and chase rabbits together. Well, she'll do the chasing. She'll wait for me to follow her. And I'll get to feed lambs. Sometimes name them as well, which is pretty cool. There was I did name a lamb, and Petal. There was a lamb I named Petal. And last year it was so much fun because I got to see my baby, Pip, and I also got to feed lambs. So that was a great weekend. But, Pip, I love Pip so much. She's adorable. But, you know, ICANNs, so much fun. It's honestly one of my favourite weekends of the entire year. The ICANNs kids, and not that any of us are really kids anymore, but some of us, some of us are, but, like, not really. The younger people and then the parents, honestly, they're like extended family to me. It's really nice having people that you can relate to and talk to and that kind of understand being adopted, because it's kind of lonely sometimes, I'm not gonna lie, because people don't always understand it, because, you know, they're not adopted, so they don't really understand it or get it, and you're not always able to talk to them about it. And, you know, that's definitely hard, But with my Arkans family, I can talk to them about it and they do understand, and it's really refreshing. So yeah, my Arkans family are basically extended family to me, and I love them to bits. One of my favourite Arkans things we ever did definitely was when I was a lot younger, and we all got to go on the Diamond Princess cruise ship for a day. Now, we got photos of this. However, at that time, my mum had an iPhone 3. So we don't have those photos at the moment because they're still on the iPhone 3 that we don't have a charger for anymore. And I don't even think it turns on. But yeah, no. We might have photos actually. I don't know. I just remember majority of them being on the iPhone 3. I got to ask them actually. I got to ask my parents if they have any photos of me on the Diamond Princess cruise ship. But no, it was honestly so much fun. We hung out for the day on the cruise ship. We got a tour around the cruise ship. It was honestly, it's a core memory that I will never forget. We got a tour around the cruise ship. We got lunch on the cruise ship. That was so good. I got to drive the cruise ship because, you know, I was young and I wanted to, and the captain was like, yeah, sure. I don't actually know if we moved, but I got to steer the boat, which is pretty cool. And I also got a photo with the captain. And we got wee bags with goodies in it. It was like a bag, Diamond Princess bag, a waterproof phone case, and what else did we get? A wee torch. I don't know what else we got. A wee software shark, which I classically named Sharky. Very original name, I know. Not really, but you know. Still got him somewhere. So that was pretty cool. That was just a cool memory. I've been on a cruise ship before. It was for a day. But no, I still remember it now like it was yesterday. It was so much fun. Being adopted, is challenging sometimes, you know, with the mental aspect of it. I don't know my family. They don't know me. Birth family, anyway. And, you know, it's hard. I want to go back someday and ask a whole lot of questions, like why and all that. I've definitely had some people be mean about it. I remember in year 9, I had this very specific person. She was like to me, did they not love you? Did they not want you? And I know some people innocently ask questions because they're curious. This was not one of those questions. This was a dig at me because they didn't like me. I sat there frozen because I was like, how do I respond to this? And then I burst out crying because it's like, I don't know. I don't really retaliate to things they said to me anymore. Except if it's on my parents, either adoptive or birth parents. Then I will say something. You say something about me, less likely to respond. Say something about my parents, and I will definitely have something to say back because that's not nice. Don't do it. Don't make fun of someone who's adopted. First of all, it's not very original. Second of all, it's a bit of a not very nice move. Do not do it. No, just if you're going to ask questions to someone who's adopted, try to be sensitive about it. And there are some people who are really open about it, me being one of them. And then there are others who are not so open about it. So if you're going to ask questions about it, please be sensitive about it and think about what you're going to say before you say it. And don't deliberately be mean about it, please. And thank you. But yeah, overall, being adopted is really cool, kind of confusing, kind of weird, but overall I am grateful for the fact that I have a good home, good family, amazing friends, love you guys, an amazing school, great teachers, good education, and my medical care that I need, and a roof over my head, all the basics in life that I don't know if I would have had otherwise. Honestly, so grateful for it every day. I don't take it for granted, because if I had not been adopted by my parents, New Zealand parents, I do not know where I would be. And yeah, so for them, thank you as well. I'm grateful. Thanks for coming along and tuning into this episode of Spilling the Reality with me, Vika, on Otago Access Radio Houston Zone. Can't wait to spill some more reality with you next time. You can find Spilling the Reality on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and oar.org.nz.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.